What is the difference between success and failure? This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What is the difference between success and failure? Successful people have a dream and live it. People who are failures have a dream and are afraid of it. They're afraid to test themselves, they're afraid to try it out, they're afraid to do their dream, because if they don't do their dream, they'll be a failure. Well, they're a failure anyhow. Successful people are people who have never grown up. Truly. Successful people are people who have never grown up, like in Peter Pan. They've never grown up because they learned to dream as a child, or didn't learn to dream, that was their natural beingness. It is true for all of us. All of us, as created beings, our first idea in life is to dream. To dream all the wonderful things and all the wonderful ideas that come into our mind. And we dream these dreams, and we carry out these dreams. We dream of a wonderful world. We dream of a wonderful family. We dream of a wonderful food that we're going to have, the wonderful diaper change we're going to have. We dream of the wonderful sandbox we have. In our sandbox, we make castles, and we make highways, and we make roads, and we make cities, and we have people. Oh, yes, we are dreamers. You say, well, that's childish dreams. Well, we must become as little children to enter into the allness that is. That's what we've been told. We must become as little children if we're going to achieve any great goal in our life. With the incredulity of a little child, with the belief, with the love, with the non-judgment that a little child has, they're just spectacular. Well, now, if you dream and you fail, people will say, he dreamed and he failed. If you dream and you succeed, people will say, he dreamed and he succeeded. Now, what's the difference between failing and succeeding? Well, did you have your dream foremost in your mind? Did I keep my dream foremost in my mind of what I wanted out of life? Well, as I look back into all of the many dreams that I've had, I see how many have come true. How many I, at the time I dreamed them, I thought to myself, well, that's fun, that's good. I didn't say I couldn't do it. I just said, that's fun, that's something to be done. And then I went ahead and promptly forgot it, put it in the back of my mind, went on with other things, and without realizing it, I fulfilled my dream. I fulfilled my dream of having a university. I fulfilled my dream of having a school teaching spiritual healing. I fulfilled my dream of having students all over the world. I fulfilled my dream of traveling the world and sharing love, unconditional love, wherever I went, and having it be accepted. I fulfilled my dream of having loving people in my world. Oh, I have ups and downs in that, as everyone does, primarily because I thought I could push a little too hard in helping people fulfill the dream that they had. And the best way for me to fulfill my dream is to do it. The best way for me to fulfill and help fulfill other people fulfill their dreams is to keep my big nose out of their business. Let them struggle along and let them be that which they are. Let them be the noble, beautiful beings that they are. Let them be that. Very interesting, you know. Very interesting. We live in a spectacular world, a world filled with imagination, a world filled with unfulfilled dreams and goals that billions and millions of people have everywhere. And we too have many goals that we have not fulfilled. We have many dreams that we have not fulfilled, primarily because we have not been true to our dream. A little child is true to his dream. His mother says, "What are you doing, son?" "I'm playing with my friends." "I don't see anybody there." "Oh, they're here. I'm playing with my friends." "Well, son, you're not playing with your friends because there's nobody there. I cannot see any." "But, Mom, I'm playing with my friends. I can see them, but I don't see them, and I don't want you to go around lying, and I don't want you to go around making up stories, and I don't want you doing things like that." "But, Mom..." Now, the little boy, the little girl, they see their friends. They have a tea party with their unseen friends of the parents. Now, if the parents would encourage these children with their dreams, with their goals, with their aspirations, such great things would come out of it. It would be unbelievable. Such great things would come out of them because they're following their dream. They don't know that they're following their dream, because to them, their dream is so real, they can see the people they're talking to. They can see the people that we cannot see. They can see the circumstances that we cannot see. But they can see it because for them it's so real, it is real. For them, they could tell you the color of the clothing of the people. They could tell you the things that they're eating and the things that they're doing at their picnic party. Oh, yes. When we dream, and we let ourselves go with our dreams, we have wonderful things happening. You say, "Well, people are in mental institutions because they're dreamers." No, no, no. People are not in mental institutions because they're dreamers. People are in mental institutions because they would not accept that what other people wanted them to do and live by their standards, to live by how other people want them to live. These people, they're off in their la-la land, as we call it. They're off in their dreamland. They're off in their visions. But their visions often, and not only often, most of the time, are far more real than anything any of us will ever know. For when people enter into their dream world, when they really enter into it, they find that things happen in their life that they never dreamed would happen. They find that the fulfillment of goals takes place that just didn't seem possible only a short time before. No one can know what the turn of the corner is going to bring to us. No one is going to know how things are going to happen. We have no idea what's going to take place. We have no idea what things are going to happen. You may win something. You may not lose something. You may marry something. You may not marry something. You may have a child, and you may not have a child. Your child may become president of the United States, and you think to yourself, "Wow, how wonderful." Or, "I never thought he'd make that," you know. Now, what are dreams? Dreams are things that we have not yet completely seen. And the dreamer who can see his dreams, the dreamer who is one as of and in his dreams, he is the successful dreamer. And we're surrounded by many successful dreamers. We take President Obama, or any president, but we take President Obama, and he had a dream. He thought, as he was in his legislative duties, "I'd like to see these things done in Congress. I'd like to see these things done in the United States. I like to see these things done." And he didn't have any great big agenda, but little by little, he created an agenda. He created a program of things that he would like to see done. He created a land of dreams, for these are not yet fulfilled, but a land of dreams. And then he went about encouraging others to see his dream too. Encouraging others to believe in his dream too. And people believed in him because he was a fabulous storyteller. Not that he was lying, but he was telling his dreams. And he was telling his dreams in such a state of vision, such a state of imagination, such a state of beauty and goodness, that people bought it. And they want him to do that. They want him to carry it out. And, of course, there are going to be obstacles in the way. But he doesn't care. He goes about carrying out his dream, doing all the things that must be done to keep the reality that he has in his mind of his dream, of the dreams that put him in office. He remained true to his campaign promises, you might say. He did his utmost and is doing his utmost to bring them about. These are not things that are going to do something better for his life, because he's quite successful, he's quite wealthy, and he's got everything going his way. But he is looking at doing things for the people of the United States. A government of the people, for the people, and by the people. This is what he's doing, and this is his dream, and the people like it. And the people are supporting him in that dream. And he is remaining true to that dream, even with the obstacles that he's facing. Oh, it'd be easy to go by the way. It'd be easy to take a different point of view that is more readily acceptable and easily done. But when you go for your dream, it doesn't matter who's for it or against it. It doesn't matter how other people feel about it. If you can sell yourself on your dream so that you believe it with all your heart and soul and being, then others will, upon hearing of your dream, believe it also with all their heart and soul. And then it is already done. It is already fulfilled. It is already complete. It is already a magical experience for everyone. Are you ready to have your dream come true? Are you ready to live your dream? Are you ready to be a success? If you want to be a success in life, then dream your dream. But not only dream your dream, sell yourself on your dream. Sell everybody on your dream. Sell everybody on the idea that this dream is a good dream. It's a dream that I want to see manifest in my life. And as you have this motivation in you for your dream, it does come true. It does come true, and it comes true mightily. Follow your dream. Live your dream. Know your dream is really something very special. And watch how it reveals itself in your life. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.